You are listening to The Nature of Things on WRVO. This essay originally aired on September 18th, 1987.
The fall coloration is starting a little early this year. At least that's the view of a number of people who have spoken to me about it. Most of those same people opine that it was the dryness of August that has caused it. I don't really disagree with either of those views. It is just past mid-September, and I do agree that trees and shrubs, which turn early, often show evidence of being environmentally stressed. But I also admit that I don't really understand the whole phenomenon of early coloration. Many times, sugar maples that turn early are located on droughty sites. At the same time, however, I well remember when I was in the business of building wildlife ponds and marshes that the first sign of stress, or do you want to call it distress, shown by flooded trees is early appearance of fall colors. This seems to suggest that both excessive wetness and excessive dryness cause trees to turn early. I might also point out that in the case of flooded woodlands, the early coloration was repeated annually for several years, during which time the trees gradually died. Some of my friendly critics accuse me of a fixation with certain subjects, such as fall coloration, or coloration in nature in general. I only accept part of the guilt, however. I tend to stress things that people repeatedly talk to me about. Color happens to be one of those topics. Everything from blue skies to sunsets to cardinals or warblers to spring flowers and fall foliage. Color is really an important part of the way in which people communicate about nature. It has various dimensions, including, I think, emotional response. I remember years ago at a workshop on graphics communication, one of the presentations dealt with colors and the moods they evoked. The presenter outlined quite a bit of research done on the subject. His point was that in advertising or exhibit preparation, proper color selection could assure or enhance effectiveness. As I remember it, warm colors evoked openness and positive response, while cool colors tended to produce flat or judgmental responses. Use the warm colors to attract people and the cool colors to evoke contemplation. Reminds me of a conversation, actually it was almost an argument, I had with a man years ago about the seasons. I'm always ready to admit that my favorite season is spring. His viewpoint was that my response to spring was simply an overblown example of cabin fever. To him, fall was the only season worth talking about. It had everything. Cool, crisp air, great aromas, beautiful colors, and then all those evidences of the harvest. Apples, peaches, grapes, everything. Now, I know that's a small matter to argue about, and I confess to adamantness of my friend kind of surprised me. After that workshop on colors, however, I began to see it in a different light. The colors of fall, you see, are all those which evoke the passions and promote openness. Right now, if you ply the highways and byways, you'll be treated to a delightful visual feast. Seas of goldenrod and splotches of foliage which has lost its green chlorophyll, allowing the golds and yellows to show through, as they do in aspen, hickory, ash, and maple. Later on, the ash and maple will show new colors, the ash turning maroon or even purple, the maple scarlet or crimson. It is uplifting, and if you respond to it, too, you're just doing what comes naturally. Why would this year produce such bright colors? Well, sunny days and cool nights help with that. The sun helps produce the sugars to form a base upon which the scarlets and maroons are formed. The cool nights reduce the net movement of those nutrients out of the leaf. When transport ceases completely, there's a good residual of carbohydrate left in the leaf, and that means high production of anthocyanin, the pigment that gives us the bright colors. And I thought you might be interested in that. That's all I have for this week. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week, and keep it natural.